tied together.
Webster's editors, folks, have decided that pragmatic is the word of 2011. It means, of course, being practical and logical, neither of which describes either of those words. The definition of pragmatic describes Congress as they try to put a Band-Aid on all of the problems at the tail end of the year and shove them through the pipeline, including the payroll tax extension cut, which in the Senate would just be 2 months, and then they would reboot and revisit it again. But where is the money coming from? And in the meantime, the House, which will take up the vote on Monday on this new twist, they're saying, at least one of them, the Speaker of the House, is saying, no way can we continue to do this because it's either all or nothing. So we're going for broke in this hour of America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you had a great weekend. We're doing the same. We're going for broke here, talking about a whole slew of things, including the fact that a 69-year-old pain in our rear end is dead. Kim Jong-il died on a train of a heart attack. Although if you listen to the state-run news being pumped out of North Korea, he died because he was exhausted. He worked so hard mentally and physically for the people of North Korea. This is a cat that rarely spoke in public, never, ever, ever traveled outside of the borders of North Korea for the most part. And he is a guy who would release and control the photos that were pumped out of him, always wearing the signature sunglasses that you saw him sporting around all over the place. The question becomes, in that propaganda machine, who ultimately takes the spot? Probably his youngest son, who is in his 20s. And I wonder what the relationship will be like. And this is important to us. Why? Because we have so many troops invested on that border between the North and the South. It's the tip of the iceberg. 2012, the push as to who is going to get the Republican nod. Some say Ron Paul is the head in some of the polls. Others say Gingrich. You say, I say, it doesn't matter. It matters what the voters say in the caucus, and that is coming up. The Iowa caucus is the first out of the gate in the beginning of January. Should be interesting. January 2nd. And then, of course, the following week you have the New Hampshire primary. A lot of things could tilt in different directions if Newt Gingrich is toppled, and it's not by Mitt Romney. All right, let's take some calls here at the top. You can throw in your 2 cents on any or all of it, 800-259-5791. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
I had to put my headphones down. Hi, Kate.
Hello.
Long time no talk to you.
I know.
Okay. Kim Jong-il, song for the night is Another One Bites the Dust.
Yeah.
Ron Paul is the idiot uncle that you invite to Thanksgiving because he's your mother's favorite brother. And if any of the Iowans do vote for him, shame on them. The man is not only not presidential, he's a lunatic waiting to snap. It's just, as far as Gingrich goes, he's yesterday's news. Romney, Mitt, keep your mitts off of our presidency. Just get lost. I think Michelle Bachmann or Santorum will finally rise to the top as the true conservatives out there. And it's going to be Gingrich shooting himself in the foot with his mouth one more time. Mitt, he's a global warming nutcase. He believes in global warming, that we cause it and all that bull hockey. And that cost him the nomination as far as I'm concerned. And so that's all that. What was the spread on the Packers game?
Oh, I don't know. I think the Packers were favored by at least 7.
Oh, that's a real good payoff for the mafia. You spread $60 million around amongst 3 players, and they all get their little numbered accounts in Liechtenstein, and the game goes down the tubes, and the mafia will make about $800 to $900 million on that deal.
You know what? You're right. That's exactly what they're looking for. Absolutely. If you're playing the numbers, you got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
So I told my nephew Bobby at the start of the game. I took one look at the whole thing that was going on there, with the first possession that Green Bay had, and I told him, I said, "Hey, this is a mafia game. These guys are going down." And he says, "Oh no, it won't happen." I said, "Oh yeah, you wait and see." And I was right.
He says it's a mafia game. All right, we're going to consult the wise guys and see if you were right, Dan. I don't know. You think the fix was in? I don't think the fix was in. But I think that there, if you want to talk about the spread, I think there's some people that made some dough absolutely on it. But I'm going to say no. I think you're too much into the conspiracy theory of they still do that in the NFL, don't they? No. I don't agree there. He says Ron Paul is the loony uncle. Ooh, in some circles those are fighting words. Listen, some of what Ron Paul says makes sense. There are a lot of things that you could question. I don't agree with what he had to say after 9/11 at all. And there are some other things that I don't agree with Ron Paul, but I think monetarily, when he talks about the Federal Reserve and the smaller government and the ceaseless mounds of red tape that, of course, he's seen and been through as a congressman through Texas, I would have to agree. He is definitely not the establishment candidate. He is definitely not the conservative candidate. He is a libertarian candidate. For sure, if he wins the Iowa caucus, then Dan says everyone's off their rocker. If he does win the Iowa caucus, what does that mean as far as coverage, and what does that mean for the Republican establishment types who are really pushing Mitt Romney? And Newt Gingrich, I agree, has a chance to shoot himself in the foot, as we've seen him do in the past. And the money is on Mitt doing that, imploding himself before anybody else does. But like I said, you want a scorecard, end of story, what happens in the first 5 primaries that really tells you the tale, whether you like the way it's going or not. I think if somebody clearly emerges and were to clear the board, hit the caucus, the first caucus out of the gate, hit New Hampshire, and then go all the way down, then we, you know, forget it. That's the player that's going to be named practically immediately or anointed. I think it doesn't happen that way, though. I think it goes all the way through the spring, and then ultimately whoever the Republican is that's going to emerge, it's going to happen in the beginning of June. I promise we're jumping in more calls. We're going to rifle them off as we come back here on the flip side. 800-259-5791.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. Something you can take to the bank from all of us here at America Tonight. It doesn't take a brain surgeon to crunch the numbers and figure out when we look at all these polls that the Iowans are going to make up their night. At least 60% of them are undecided. They're going to make up their mind the night of, or the day, whatever, January 3rd, when they're going to choose. The caucus goers are going to wait till then. So polls are polls. I always say I am the, I am the princess of polls. There is something about the numbers here. There's no doubt about it. You look at who's up 1 week and who's down 1 week and what the rolling average is on Gallup and all that sort of stuff to kind of get a pathway. But it doesn't mean that we couldn't see something happen a little bit differently. And in Iowa, clearly, you see that the polls consistently show that the folks are apt to change their mind. That's pretty much what we see. Because I can point to several different polls that show different people in the lead. So if Dan in Texas is looking for the most conservative person on the block he can get, he doesn't like Newt. He says it's Michelle Bachmann. There are other people that agree that say Bachmann. There are people that say Ron Paul. There are people that certainly say the establishment guy, who's Mitt Romney, and he's led a bunch of these polls, and Newt Gingrich, for that matter. Even Rick Santorum was starting to catch up and showed a little bit of giddy-up recently in some of the things that I've read. But I don't think it matters a squat in the end. What's going to happen is what ultimately comes out of January 3rd, what comes out of those caucus-goers, what they decide to, what direction they decide to go in. Let's go to Al in Canada. Hey, Al.
Hi, Kate. It looks like God outlived Christopher Hitchens, didn't he?
Wow, how about that? Yeah, he was a self-proclaimed atheist and said he didn't want prayers from people, any of that, and then he died, of course, last week.
Yeah, and also I wonder if they're going to try and make the president of North Korea look lifelike in his coffin, because he never looked lifelike. He always looked like a walking corpse every time I saw him, didn't he?
He did. Some people say, you know, there's a big conspiracy flying around, just like with the Castro brothers, or at least one of them, of course, that he was really dead longer than people thought. But he didn't look well at all, obviously, and he rarely was ever spoke in public.
Yeah, and also I heard an interesting factoid today. If Obama wins in November, this will be the first time in American history that we've had 3 8-year presidents in a row. We've had Clinton, Bush two, and Obama. I don't think that's ever happened before, has it?
I've talked about that. Yeah.
Yeah, but 24 years, three presidents. I was reading a little bit of. I like to read about music and politics. And I was reading between 1837 and 1861, between President Jackson and President Lincoln, you had 8 presidents. They turned the White House into a Motel 6. they were coming, going. I wish they would. Maybe one of my ancestors owned a moving company in Washington then. They were making a killing. The moving companies must have been made a killing in those days. And, you know, there are 45-year-old Americans right now who can only remember 2 presidents. You know, two or three presidents.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. And also, Kate, you know, Congress is trying to give the president a 90-day or I think a 60-day or a 90-day deadline to make up his mind about this pipeline from Alberta to Houston.
Yes. Yes.
Has he not said that it's going to go ahead as long as they go around this as long as they go around these sensitive areas in Nebraska? I thought he'd already given approval to it.
No. He's trying to stall and say, listen, the environmental impacts, they want to do some more studies on this, so we'll push it off till after the election year. So he doesn't want to have to do that because that would cut into his vote. You think about, you got unions on one side, and then you have environmentalists on the other side. So the best thing to do would be punt if possible for him.
And I don't think any of the Republican candidates would refuse to give approval. I think all of the Republican candidates are in favor of the pipeline, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. They wanted a quick approval of it because of the jobs. It's backed by labor unions, but it's opposed by the environmentalists.
Yeah. And also, here's an example. I got an example of how hypocritical socialists and liberals are. You know Sidney Crosby with the Pittsburgh Penguins,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He's off now from another concussion. The lead story on our PBS, Canadian PBS, the lead story for a couple nights ago, for 5 minutes, the lead story was Sidney Crosby's concussion on a newscast. And the only reason that they do that is that the Canadian version of PBS, they get millions and millions of dollars every year from Hockey Night. Have you ever heard of a show called Hockey Night in Canada?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it, yes.
Yeah, have you ever heard of a guy called Don Cherry?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
yes.
There's a show called Hockey Night in Canada. And our Canadian PBS, the CBC, we call it CBC, same thing as PBS, they get millions of dollars every year, and they fund all of their pinko propaganda, all of their liberal lies and pinko propaganda is funded from Hockey Night in Canada. That's the only reason. You know, I heard somebody said if – Sidney Crosby, this is kind of a joke. I know I shouldn't be joking about this, but I apologize. Somebody said that if Sidney Crosby gets another concussion, he'll be playing hockey like David Crosby. And if he gets another concussion, if he gets a third one, he'll be playing hockey like Bing Crosby.
You were just dying to get that joke in. Thanks, Al. Well, no surprise. I mean, look, they have to pay for it. Hockey is what rules in Canada. And so there's no surprise that they would get a sponsor, even an NPR-type station, Al. It's not necessarily some big, bad conspiracy, because they want to be able to pay for the people that are on the air. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, we're hanging in there, you know. So let's get this right. The troops left Iraq this weekend. Is that right?
The last ones, yeah, 500.
And that old geezer up in North Korea, he's dead now?
Yep.
Well, that sounds like a couple of good things, right?
Oh, I think it's a couple of good things, absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, and then, I mean, did you see by chance, did you see the Fumble Rooski today?
Did I see the what?
Fumble Rooski that the Panthers pulled off?
No.
Yeah, they pulled off a fumble rookie in their game against the Texans.
I saw that they won, but I didn't see the game, no.
Yeah, they were showing the highlights. They did the old fumble rookie down at the goal line and scored a touchdown on it.
I couldn't believe
you could pull that off in the NFL. I mean, the Texans are pretty good, you know. I mean, they have been for most of the year, but
yeah, but they've had to deal with rotating quarterbacks. They had to go down to their third string quarterback because of the injuries they had. So they've been able to piecemeal some wins together, but they have been pretty decent. Yeah.
Yeah, but their defense has been pretty good all year.
Their defense has been great.
They got fooled on that. That was just hilarious to look at. Like, I haven't seen that done in 20 years probably. But anyway, So now, can you explain to me how your Beagles are still in it? I just cannot believe it. You know, I was about to call you and concede and say that you were going to eliminate our, you know, because remember after they walked Dallas last month, I told you, I promised you we're going to eliminate you guys and end your season. And it sounds like whoever wins the game this coming Sunday between Dallas and Philadelphia is done for. So.
It sounds like it. We'll see, because of course, you know, the Giants lost. So it's crazy some of the finishes here in the NFL. I'm stunned. The Eagles thrashing the Jets. I'm surprised by that.
Well, you know, my sister lives down there in Vegas, and she called me today to ask her to help her with the picks. You know, so I figured, you know, the Giants figure, hey, we got the division. All we got to do is one out. You think they do one? You know, so that seemed like a good one. You know, you figured Green Bay wasn't going to have any problem with Kansas City.
Right.
You know? And it's just unbelievable. It was just the weirdest day for the NFL. But anyway, though, I had a couple questions I wanted to do. Well, we're out of time, but you've heard about this. We need to talk about this. I'll try to call you back this week. You know, this thing about the National Transportation and Safety Board wants to get cell phones out of cars.
Yeah.
And how are we going to go about doing that? I have a friend of mine up here. Last Sunday, her and her husband were leaving church, and he was walking across the street. Sure enough, 16-year-old girl's coming down the street, texting on her phone, ran right over. He died the next morning.
I'm so sorry. That's terrible. There's too many stories like that, unfortunately, that we hear about, and a lot of them have to deal with teenagers or younger people who are, how are they texting and driving at the same time? I have no idea. We did talk about this a little bit on the air before, and certainly I'm sure we're going to continue to talk about it. So sorry about the Eagles staying in it, too, by the way. I'm as stunned as the next person that they're not completely eliminated at this point. It would be very odd to see them back into the playoff, but they still are in it. They're not done. They've won two straight. Crazy. Stay with us. All album next.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping, and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, we're fortunate to check in with my pal, financial guru, Saul Album in Oslo, Norway. Norway, of course, making big headlines this past week because of a story that was broadcast all over the place that, for goodness sake, a place famous for making desserts, especially at Christmas time, the people were in trouble since butter is $500 a pound. Saul Album, welcome to the show. Is that true?
Yes, and not only is it true, but we haven't been able to get butter for a month. So it's one of the last times I was on the show, unfortunately, we just didn't have enough time to talk about it, you know, with Japan and China and Euro banking crisis and everything like that. I kind of pushed butter to the side, but, you know, let's be real here. A couple weeks ago, Mrs. Album said to Saul, I need you to go to four different stores because there's no butter. And I'm like, what? And for a month, literally, there's been no butter in the stores. And I was walking around yesterday, and I saw a guy with a basket of butter getting arrested from a police officer because he wasn't paying
it?
Some. Yes, I saw it. Yeah. Yeah. Did he sell it? I'm sorry?
Did he steal it? He's stealing it or what?
I don't know. I don't know. It looked like he was selling it. So I mean it's pretty serious here. So what happened is you have a big monopoly, government supported monopoly called Tine. And Tina didn't understand or for some reason didn't make enough butter for the country. Well, that's okay. We just import butter. Okay, so that's what they said. But it took about 3 weeks of butter shortages before the monopoly capitulated and said, okay, will you lower the protective tariffs so we can bring in Swedish butter, so we can bring in Danish butter, French butter, all the things like that. So literally, the monopoly controlled 3 weeks. So this is what happens when you have the farmers with big political power, they have the big protective tariffs. I mean, we're talking about $5 a pound a tariff on butter. Now, how much is it a pound in butter in the States right now? Imagine adding on five pounds. It just doesn't make sense. So they finally started to reduce it. But you know what happened, Kate? You know what they're not talking about in the news is that the other butter makers or the dairy manufacturers are saying, yeah, well, you were protectionist against us before. Well, you know, choke on it. Eat on it. We're not going to send you our butter. So literally, we still don't have butter here. Days before Christmas, because we're getting a little fingers back in our eyes here. The other companies and the other countries are saying, you're going to take care of your own. You're not going to be free trading with us. Well, you know, you're not going to get any butter, which I find it very ironic. And we'll see if policy changes here, but I don't think it will.
Wow, that's crazy. And so it is such a big part of the culture, the cookies, the baking. It really is. That's what you think of. And I guess people are just going to have to figure out something to do because, as you said, they're saying, you know, stick it to you. We're not going to help you out. So that means Christmas will be different this year,
Christmas,
right?
Is different. It's not going to be a traditional Christmas. And it's very upsetting. You're absolutely right.
Wow. Wow,
Europe, the European family in general has a bigger tradition of cooking than we do. The average family, you think of France, do you think Italy, even the Germans, especially the French, you think of have a tradition of family cooking, of family dinners, and not going out to eat. You know, fast food is a joke. Fast food is just now starting to be popular over the last 10 years here in Europe. And not having butter is critical. I mean, might as well not have salsa either or pepper. It's a major ingredient. And in Scandinavia, they've always had a higher caloric type of diet. They've always had a higher bread diet. Just from the harshness of the weather here, you need more calories to get through the day. It's dark, or during the winter, or during the summer, there's more light, so you need more energy. You go skiing. There's a lot more physical activity, and again, it's more difficult. So not having the butter is really, really getting in the way of the traditions. And part of the traditions is making up several different types of cakes and desserts. So you're supposed to make about, if I remember correctly, 7. And I don't see those getting done. And there's a lot of upset grandmothers out there who are not able to make the traditional cookies for their grandchildren. Now, there's going to be help.
Boy, no kidding. So we're having a little problem with you with the connection a little bit. So we're going to try to get you back. There's kind of an echoing sound. I want to make sure everyone can hear you loud and clear. So let's try to re-rack that for a second and see if we can get you on a little bit clearer, okay?
No problem.
All right, so we're going to have Saul hang up, so to speak, and then we're going to go back to Saul. We could hear what he was saying, but if it's coming through for many of you this in the same way, it'll sound a little bit funny, so we'll try to get him back on the line. Talking about finances, because with North Korea and Kim Jong-il dying at 69 years old, you wonder what the impact...
Okay, can you hear me okay?
Of that will be. Yeah, you sound better now. It's like saying that Kim Jong-il dying. What's the financial, what do you think the financial repercussions of that are? Whoops, we lost him again. I think the butter people are cutting us off. That's what I think is happening.
Kate, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you better now, yeah. We hear you. We don't have as much of an echo. Kim Jong-il dying, what do you think that means to the world's finances, to, you know, the repercussions on the markets?
Nothing.
Nothing doesn't matter, right?
It's not really anything. The only thing I know of finance that they do is they had a few deals lately when it came to telecom establishing cell phones. They went from zero cell phones to about a 20-25% permeation. What's funny, because the GDP per individual there in North Korea is 1,800. Okay, so the average GDP here per individual is $46,000. So you do the math that we are literally 26 times more productive per head on an average basis here in the U.S. than they are. If anything, we don't know. North Korea is an enigma wrapped in a mystery, inside of a riddle. And anyone who knows exactly what's going on is probably too close to the power base there to know anything. You know, they have a million-man army, and even their men are shrinking. Now, if you look at their height proportion, that they're actually – the average North Korean male is actually 6 inches shorter, or maybe even more now lately since the newest statistics have come out, than their South Korean counterparts, which are the exact same people and only been divided by the DMZ for a few years. So it's a complete hellhole there. I don't think it's going to matter much on finances. And good riddance, ding dong, the Wicked Witch is dead.
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely. He's gone. We'll see what happens next with his son, whatever, but I don't think there's going to be much of a change there whatsoever. Hey, we were seeing that with the Eurozone, now what's going to happen, they're talking about some of the downgrading that's going on and, you know, ultimately, is there going to be a life preserver here or not? They've got the debt crisis that they continue, as you know, to tackle. They're going to offer more cash, apparently, to the IMF, and they're going to look at long-term liquidity to banks and that kind of stuff. What does that mean? And they talk about the ratings agency Fitch and what's happening there, the downgrading of these different agencies. How much does that hurt them?
The rating agencies are the last ones to the party. The rating agencies are like the guy, you know, when you threw a party in high school and the guys with the glasses showed up like late and they had to kind of sneak their way into the party.
Yeah.
That's the rating agencies. If you ever worked with folks there, I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but you know, there's a reason why you work at a rating agency and not a hedge fund. Okay. Now I'm never going to get hired there if I ever need to go over there anyway. But the truth is everyone already knows that the tradition, nobody trusts the rating agencies, especially anymore. So what can I say is that what I would look at it and I view the rating agencies is just a mirror, an official mirror of what the consensus says, so like 3 months too late. You know, we've been talking about the collapse of Europe and Japan for 2.5 years now. And just now the rating, I mean, Kate Delaney has been talking about this for years. And now the rating agencies are coming to it. So that's where we stand. So, you know, Belgium just got downgraded. Italy, Spain, Ireland, Slovenia are on negative watch. And basically it means is that it's going to make it in official capacity harder for them to raise money for their debts. It'll make it harder for the companies. This is the critical part. They're harder for the companies in the countries to raise debt. So as we got downgraded, and the U.S. did, GE gets downgraded, Apple gets downgraded, Microsoft gets downgraded, because it doesn't matter, because it's the government stability that controls the money. So if the government that controls the money isn't stable, then I don't care what a good company you run, you're in trouble. You know, you could be the best baker in Moscow. It doesn't matter if your leader is Putin, you're going to be in trouble. If you have the best diversified banking system in 1300 AD, a day before the Mongol horde comes, it doesn't matter. It's the macro sense that's going to affect you. So right now, you know, we have about 1.7 trillion in maturing debt in Europe, and it's got to get rolled over, and we're starting to move towards an end game. And as we move towards time in the next section, we could talk about the newest proposal and how we got here in the first place, and of course how it affects your viewers and where they can put some money and protect themselves.
Yeah, let's talk about that coming up on America Tonight. We're, of course, speaking to Saul Album, and he joins us from Oslo, Norway. It's funny, we started off talking about butter. We're segging into some other things. He gave you a great analogy of how, you know, Norway said, hey, stuff it to everybody, and now the places that they would normally go to get their butter, they're saying, stuff it back to you, and that's what happens. One day you're the king of the hill, the next day you're on the bottom of the pile. How do you get to be the king? How do we get off of the bottom? We'll talk about that next.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Feel it, see it, hear it today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to fast. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass.
Welcome back to America Tonight. We're talking with Saul Album, financial guru, our man in Oslo, Norway, about a lot of things financial, things that hopefully will help you as you head into next year, as you head into a new year. It's been a rough time for a lot of people, Saul, as you know, trying to figure out and navigate what's happening and how it affects them. That's the key thing. It's just like this whole payroll tax cut thing, the extension of it or not to extend it. What does it mean? How much is it going to cost you? Because it's money that you used to have, and then now you're not going to have it, even if you make over $100,000. And then the proposal of the two-month extension from the Senate, and who's going to pay for that? Somebody who buys a house or refinances, they're going to pay $17 roughly or more a month for their mortgage.
Yeah. I mean, we're just robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
So the key is, and I think we've touched upon this for the last, since I've been coming on your show now for 4 years, and, you know, you can tax one way. You can have a flat tax. You can have a tax holiday. You can have no gas tax. You can tax the rich, tax the poor, tax dividends, tax capital formation, tax guys that create jobs, tax the poor guy who's busting his butt trying to feed his family. It doesn't matter in the long run. What matters is the spending. The spending is what's going to stop. So, you know, we passed this tax holiday. It was at 2% on the payroll, and was it for another few weeks. And then in 6 weeks, we just kicked it down. We kicked the can down the road, and we have 56. It's going to supply about $56 billion, according to the estimates that I've read, back into the economy. And what happens 6 weeks from now? Now we have $56 billion more in debt, which has got to be paid for some by somebody else anyway. So either you pay me now or you pay me later. And the people, the listeners and the voters have to make up their mind. I mean, do you want a state that takes half of your income and supplies you with goods and services? Or you know, do you want to have freedom and control and have better efficiency and more wealth? Do you want the illusion of stability, or do you want more stability? And this is what is taking us into the problems that we have here in the banking system in general. And I've been doing a lot of research about this lately, Kate, and about why we're in such a financial panic. And currently, it's because of this drive for safety, and we're really not learning the lessons. And you know, really, it came down to, I was looking at this and. I was reading and realized that, you know, we're looking at the Occupy Wall Street crowd, where mm-hmm. they're saying we're the 99 and we have these greedy bankers and greedy industrialists getting bailouts, right? The 1% of the banking group getting bailouts. And I realized that, well, why are the bankers in trouble? What investments that they made were so greedy and so scary and so bad? Well, it turns out what they bought was AAA rated paper. They bought government bonds, you know, MF Global that just collapsed again, which is the eighth largest bankruptcy ever. They got in trouble because they bought Italian sovereign bonds, because they bought Italian Spanish bonds, because they bought, you know, Greece bonds that they thought were supposed to be AAA. They, the bankers back at 2-3 years ago, they were buying the less risky things that they could do, which was real estate and mortgage-backed securities, which were all AAA rated. They didn't go out and make business loans to dumb people, you know, or bad things. They bought what the regulators wanted them to buy. So it goes back to this question: is, you know, how did we get here, and what do we need to get out, you know, what can the viewers do to get around it? And that is, you have to look at the system and realize that the system is messed up from the beginning. It was the regulators that incentivized the AAA buying in the first place. There was no AAA bonds before that were banks loaded up on. They were incentivized. And how are they incentivized? Is the regulators literally went to the drawing table and said the cost of making business loans, you have to set aside a certain reserve for capital. It's about 8%. Yeah, for mortgage loans that are more risky, you have to set aside 4%. But for these mortgage-backed securities, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and AAA bonds and sovereign bonds, okay, you don't have to set aside any capital. You don't have to set aside any cost. So you could just leverage up. So the greedy bankers bought what they thought was safe and created a systemic problem. What was safe before then became not safe because of the regulation itself. And no one on Capitol Hill is talking about this. Literally, you know, a bunch of geeks in the room said, I know, we're going to have every frickin' bank run their risk management the same way, which is weight the riskiness the same way. It's like two examples here, Kate. It's like you're in a theater and someone yells fire. Mm-hmm. And then everybody runs to the door at the same time because that's their policy, because they can't do anything else. You would have total chaos, everyone crushing over each other, people killing each other to get out. That's the same way. When you have uniform banking regulations, they all have to act the same way. If capital gets bad, they all have to sell at the same time. They all have to buy at the same time. They're all incentivized to buy the same thing at the same time. It's an oxymoron to have standardized risk management. So now we have a banking system collapsing. And why? Remember two weeks ago, we talked about how the global debt in the last 10 years has gone up from $100 trillion to $200 trillion, right?
Yes.
Well, this
yes.
all corresponds with the new banking regulation. Guess who was creating a supply? Who was buying those bonds? The banks were.
The bankers.
Right, because they were incentivized by the regulation themselves. The government set the rules that incentivized them to buy government debt with zero cost of capital. They could just borrow. This is what they're trying to do now. The European Central Bank is incentivizing European banks to go out at 1% and buy Spanish bonds at 6%. That's
Now you're right, creating more of a systemic issue.
Right. It's terrible. And you're right, it's unchecked because they can easily just say, well, then that's what we're absolutely what you just said about the risk management. We'll just wait it all the same. And so naturally, that's what happened. And, of course, you could go back to Hank Paulson forcing other banks to take money when they didn't need it. So it was great. They were all flush. And they had no constraints on the cash or paybacks or whatever. There was about what they did with the money. There was no constraints whatsoever anyway.
No, yeah, there's exactly. And then they go out and they're incentivized. Okay, well, here's all the money that you need. What do you have to do? You have to buy bonds from me, creating a
right,
larger debt.
You have no choice. Yeah.
No. Yeah. There you go. You know, speaking of which, you've got to. Yeah, so again, I want your listeners to realize is that there's no such thing as everybody doing the same thing,
no.
And that being good risk management.
Right, and I think you said it's a perfect way to end this. You have to decide what it is that where you want to go. What do you want? What are you looking for? Safety or what is ultimately manageable down the road and as you move through all of this? And taking a look at history and really focusing on what we did before in the past, what didn't work, and what has to work now, or we all go down the rabbit hole together.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, just as an example, to show you where we could be coming up, Japan's rates are this is the system that's happening, which is the banks are going to be turned into utilities. When we talked about financial repression, or just about we're able to. The banks are being turned into utilities to fund the government debt because the money managers can't do it anymore. That's the financial repression. That's the inflation that's going to take place, and that's what we're going to have to guard against. We're not going to have a collapse. It's not going to be the end of the world, okay? But we're going to have this slow growth, just like Japan, as the banks are turned into utilities to buy the rates, keep everything low, which, of course, benefits the rich, and then we'll talk about how that changes risk profiles, how that changes the folks listening, how it changes their investing profile moving forward as they try to retire and get income from their investments. That makes it a lot more difficult.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Good things to worry about, sad things to worry about in the future if we don't learn the lessons from the past, like I just said, and as Saul explained. So as always, it's great to have you on the show. We'll talk to you in a few weeks, okay?
Knowledge is power, and keep listening to Kate's show, and you'll do just fine. You have the opportunity, and you'll have the knowledge.
All right. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you soon. Wow. Just scary, as he said, to think about that. One global, $100 trillion to $200 trillion. How is that? How is that possible?